share their work and strategy.
Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, theology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evident Footprints, Don Nikoloff.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. If you're just joining the network, you may have tried to access the website directly. The site has been possibly targeted for some harassment of some sort. We're working, according to our internet providers, to solve that problem. Meantime, if you are hearing us and you have downloaded the driver that connects you to the stream, welcome to the show. We're happy to have you with us on this January the 15th on the West Coast. If you are in the Eastern time zone or Central time zone, then you very well know it is now the 16th of January, 2009. We have a barn burner of a show tonight. We had one guest booked, but we are going to be three tonight. We have two guests on the show, and I'll be introducing them in a moment. I want to preface tonight's show with some comments, and I'm going to make some general comments about false flag events and how they pertain to the actual exercises that seem to be always preceding these events, almost as if it's a fluke. Let's use an example on 9-1-1, the morning of 9-1-1-2001, or September 11th, 2001. We had military exercises going on in New York City under the pretext of an attack on the World Trade Center. And even with the exercises going on, which to me just sounds like a tall tale, sort of like the Obama clan being from Kansas, they were unable to stop, according to them, two airplanes from crashing into the World Trade Center's 1 and 2 buildings, the 110-story Twin Towers. And evidently, there must have been some pigeons with diarrhea that brought down Building 7. And of course, I'm being a bit sarcastic. It had nothing to do with the drill that went on. It had more to do with Larry Silverstein making a bundle of money on insurance. And then we've had some other events back in early 2007. In fact, during January, Homeland Security and FEMA showed up in Texas City, Texas. That potential false flag event never occurred at that time. Captain Eric May and his ghost troopers were bringing out the information that something might happen in the month of January, and I think all the attention caused them to back down. Of course, we had Oklahoma City, Oklahoma was another event. Now, notice the rhyming here. New York, New York, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, Texas City, Texas, and we have another list of cities that are currently, it is rumored, being targeted around the country. We just had on the 13th in Washington, D.C., more exercises. Last year, we had, it seemed like it was a month-long exercise in Portland, Oregon, and always against a nuclear attack. Now, one would wonder, if you're planning for an attack on the World Trade Center with airplanes, and you're running exercises to prevent that from happening, but it happens on the day of the exercises, don't you think that maybe the exercises were just the cover for the event that was planned? Now, nothing happened in Portland, although we've had false flag events rumored and sniffed out to a good extent. We've talked about that a bit on this show, as well as on some other shows. I've talked about that on RBN on a number of shows with Michael Herzog, Rick Adams, Greg Evenson, and a few other hosts, including Dr. Bill Deagle back when he was on with the network. And more recently with Dr. Kasim Khalil, who supped for Rick Adams on his uncensored Radio Free America broadcast. In fact, he did a great job in the past couple of weeks subbing for Rick. Rick had to come back so he wouldn't lose his job. That said, we are looking at the report that I gave yesterday in light of these primary targets, and I'm going to name them: New York, Miami, Atlanta, Denver, Kansas City, Los Angeles, and possibly San Francisco. We have a list of secondary targets, some of which are Houston and Detroit and Minneapolis. Minneapolis was rumored by Christopher Story way back in 2004 to be on a hit list, and we had this bridge incident that occurred last year, if anyone remembers that. This bridge was dropped like a pancake in a matter of a second or so, and we know that the technology is there to do this, yet the word is now that these may be nuclear events. In fact, these exercises are often to simulate nuclear attacks. Now, why would anyone practice for that? Don't they realize if a nuclear bomb drops on a city, it's wiped out, it's over? And we're not talking about the bombs the size of the ones that they dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. We're talking about bombs 1,000 times the potency. So if you can imagine what a 15,000 kiloton bomb would be like, there's not going to be anyone around to see how the exercises are going. This is rumored to be a pretext for martial law, and it could happen before Barack Obama takes office. It could happen after he takes office. Why are we talking about this? Not to fearmonger, not to scare you, but to at least bring it to your attention that this news has surfaced. It's been written about. We talked about it on the show last night, and it seems to fit the pattern of what's transpired in the past. With that, I invite two gentlemen who are very good friends, excellent researchers. They both happen to be into holistic healing, holistic alternatives to health. We're not going to be talking about that so much tonight as we are these important events that are transpiring. My scheduled guest, Michael Anthony. Michael, welcome to the show, and also Dr. K.
Great
morning,
Dan.
Wonderful.
Nice to have you gentlemen with us on Evident Footprints tonight.
Yeah. Always a pleasure, Dan.
Now, Dr. K, if I may address the fact that you've been out of town, you just taped a TV show, and I think you were on the Power Hour with Joyce Riley and Dave Von Kleist.
Exactly, talking about the use of potent natural medicines to put up a barrier against yourself, and we're going to have to do that tonight too under this breakthrough uncovering that you've done. But this is
okay.
Excuse me.
Oh, I was just going to say, okay, we will bring that up, but we're not going to make this sort of a feel good. This is what you do to get on your feet kind of thing.
Exactly.
We're going to be talking more about
real situation. I mean, you have Francesco Cossiga saying that he knows who's behind the World Trade Center demolitions, and he pinned the Zionist world order. And people have to keep a real eye out on this situation because of what happened when Hezbollah defeated the Israelis. You know what was coincident to that.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're all suffering on a minor level, but it tells us the potential for the plot. That's the liquid bomb hoax. And
mm-hmm.
You have Reuven Azar on record saying that they invented that hoax to distract attention from their failure in that event.
Yes.
So the potential here is very serious. If things don't go as well as they expect, and a potential resistance or defeat, and they start taking heavy losses, beware.
Yes. Now, there's a news item that came out within the past week, and I'd like to reference this because we have an inauguration, a presidential inauguration scheduled for January 20th. And you know, both of you gentlemen know the research I've been doing, and I'm not the only one that's gone down the rabbit hole on Barack Obama and his ineligibility. He's not proven that he's an American citizen, and that's because he can't prove that he's an American citizen. He has no business taking office. There are countless lawsuits filed. Some are automatically thrown out of the courts under the pretext, as my guest last night, Carl Pearson, said, the Supreme Court does not want to adjudicate political issues. Well, this is a criminal issue when someone's committing fraud. It's not politics per se. They'll use that as an excuse. But I came to the conclusion that there was a Nazi connection, an East Germany Nazi connection, which implies communism. There's definitely signs of Zionism. This guy went to the Wailing Wall in Israel and actually kissed it. And then Barbara Walters came out on The View not too long ago and sort of outed this information that Barack Obama is Jewish. Now, we've been told he's a Christian. We've been told he's a Muslim. Now we're told he's Jewish.
Now, I must pipe in.
Yes,
that happened,
go ahead, please.
That happened after two shows, the one that you did and then the one that you and I did together, where we announced he was Jewish and he was a Zionist asset. The next day, after that show, she leaked this out.
So Barbara Walters listens to Evident Footprints, is what
you're
saying.
Yes, and what's important here is that the American people are being plotted against. All that time they were led to believe that, you know, he was a liberal person in his political views because of his pastor and that he was a church-going Christian. And even some more radical-minded people thought, well, gee, look at how his pastor speaks. Obama could very well be something different. And they were hiding him under that guise, apparently assuming that if the people found out that he is primarily Jewish, there would have been something. I doubt it. Mm-hmm. I think it wouldn't have mattered. But.
Yeah, I came to those conclusions, as I mentioned on the show with you, that everything pointed to that direction.
Yeah.
And so it has the smell of Rockefeller, definitely in the family, as well as the Rothschilds. In fact, the Rothschilds are making a move to take over the Bush clan, basically, just to stifle their corruption and try to get that money back into their hands, the money, the trillions that the Bushes have stolen, along with the Clintons. And the Clintons, again, are related to the Rockefellers.
The Obama phenomenon is compliance. Whatever you want to do, just do it. There's no doubt in the Zionist minds about his position.
Yes.
The Zionists make the decision. He has absolutely no input and would not interfere with that process. And you can see that represented in Gaza.
Yes.
They could have bombed Gaza 2 years ago. Because they have their compliant spy. You said it first on your program. You said he's Mossad agent.
Oh yes, the family too, the Dunhams.
There's no question that he's a Mossad agent. He's cloaked. It just is.
Yes.
This is a very serious thing for the American people to have a foreign agent about ready to take the reins of presidency.
Yes,
it cannot
get
more serious, people.
Yes, Michael, any thoughts on this?
Well, it's definitely incredible outrage And the Supreme Court is clearly shirking their ultimate responsibility of making sure our constitutional republic stays on track. And so, obviously, they're complicit with this whole agenda of getting Obama to slide right in. And it's just really sad that the American public in general isn't even talking about this. And so that tells you how much still in the dark they are regarding Obama and all the great reports, publications, and talk shows, Don, like yourself, that you've done, isn't just getting out to enough of the public, of course, so that they understand dire this situation really is.
Very true.
Well, yeah, the purpose for bringing this information out about these false flag events is to alert the people that this is in play, that this is not something that just came up either. These things they're not hatched, as they harvest the winter crops.
That's right.
These things have been planned over hundreds of years.
AKA the B-52 from Minot, North Dakota.
Yes. There's that issue that the public seems to have forgotten.
One missing nuke that could take out 10 million people?
Yes. Or more. You're looking at catastrophic fallout. Los Angeles, I don't know how many illegal aliens are there, but when I lived in Los Angeles, there were around 11 million people in the metropolitan area. And they've had an influx of illegal aliens there. There's no telling how many people. I'm sure no one has a count.
No. And this has been systematically set up. In 2004, the suitcase nukes, the dirty bombs, Al-Qaeda.
The open borders.
The open border. 2006, another report that, yes, it appears that there are four of these suitcasers. Now then, we have books written in 2006 and 2007 by Zionist perpetrators. Phil Brennan interviewed Paul Williams, who wrote a book, The Day of Islam, The Annihilation of America. So it's been very well set up. My limousine driver drove me home, who's just got off a pot, just got off a smoke, just got off of I don't know what all. And he says, what I got to do now is I'm joining the military. And I talked to him, I said, that doesn't make any sense. You don't even know what you're doing with your life. You can't even figure out how to tie your shoelaces, and you think that's going to help you? Bottom line is, he said, look, that's where all the Armageddon's going to be. And, we're going there to fight the Armageddon. And it's been carefully seared into the people's mind that Islam is after America. Now, how are you going to unsear that? We got to get busy. Because, the only people that attacked nuclear plants in this country, the Whitby Naval Station, Mossad was caught there, perpetrating a potential terror act. And in Tennessee, they were caught with a suspicious liquid, and also they were caught with a robot that was used for getting into some aspect of the nuclear, and I think Don can edify this. So they've been caught in at least four nuclear plants attempting sabotage already from 2002 on forward, you see.
They had a sabotage incident, guess where? Florida City, Florida. At the Turkey Point nuclear power plant, someone had drilled a 1/8-inch hole into a reactor pipe.
It was to blow that plant.
Yes.
And blame it on Islam.
And my listening audience knows that I do not attack any group of people for their religious convictions. Never have I done that. And this is the political machines known as government around the world conspiring together, following this script of war, which is just to make money. It's another vehicle for stealing money and getting a little bit of satisfaction from the people that they murder.
Oh yeah.
And just, this is
just to go ahead. to absolutely sear, from our point of view, the risk that you're going to bring up of right now. This is not, oh, maybe Don Nikoloff isn't on this one. Why? We can't really believe that Israel would sabotage a nuclear plant or plant several nuclear devices. Brigadier General James J. David reported in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, said General David, the news reports are as follows. Two Middle Eastern appearing men who led Tennessee police on a high-speed chase in a rental Ryder truck are now being held without bond and being investigated by the FBI. It seems that the two Middle Eastern men refused to stop while being chased for 3 miles by Tennessee sheriffs. They threw something suspicious from the truck, which was then later recovered. After forcing the vehicle off the road, they found a Learn to Fly brochure in the truck. The men were arrested. The men were Zionist agents. The men were Israeli Jews. They had a number of devices in the back of their Ryder truck. They had material linking them to the local nuclear facilities for the submarines. And, of course, the FBI intervened, and they were let go.
Like they let the urban movers go on 9/11.
Yes, and the same with the Whitby Bay nuclear facility, the Navy facility, also nuclear. There was a Mexican Jew by the name of Sunki and a Israeli colonel by the name of Zui, who were confirmed Israeli Special Forces Mossad agents who were planning to perpetrate an attack, and they were in possession of high-powered guns, 9 hand grenades, C4. Mr. Anthony, you can tell us about C4. And this C4 would demolish the concrete around the nuclear reactor.
Mm-hmm.
They were caught with the bombs. This was the Mexican chamber. Now, this was in the Mexican chamber. But in the other cases, they may not have found the bombs, but this is what they found at Whitby. They found explosives residue on the men's clothing. They didn't get the bombs, so they must have moved them somewhere. Yeah.
And they always managed to be freed. And all the way back to even sinking the USS Liberty, which many Americans aren't even aware of during the Six-Day War, when the Israelis blatantly sank an American intelligence Navy ship and tried to just kill all the sailors. And there was just a few survivors. And our government was complicit in the entire cover-up. And so obviously there's some kind of extra favors going on there with this modern state Israel. And their ultimate agenda over there in Israel as the Zionists is to reestablish their temple, which happens to coincide on the same location that the Dome of the Rock, which is also a most sacred Muslim site.
Yes, of course.
And so we know that they want to get that temple going because they've already replicated all of the various components to the temple that the high priest and the various priests would use. Since the 90s, they've been duplicating everything, getting the priest line back in place to do the animal sacrifices and all that.
It's true.
But
Jesus Christ threw them out for their corruption.
Yes,
they can't pull it off because
the Muslims are there.
Yeah, of course.
And so they don't like Christians. I mean, the Zionist type Jewish
people. They have nothing
but
foul things to say about the Christian people. But more importantly, what about they say about Jesus and Mary even?
Exactly. Exactly. So if they consider Jesus to be lower than dung, then they can't have much regard for us as followers of Jesus. And so now my point is, they don't like Muslims. They don't like Christians. They consider both of us their enemy. Well, how do you get rid of your enemies? Well, if you can get them to fight amongst each other, hey, boy, that makes life real easy for them. And here we are, being set up as the Muslims are out to get us, they hate us because we're free and all that nonsense. All the while, our borders are wide open while we're supposed to be under a guise of a war on terrorism. And we're all supposed to be on the lookout, but no, we can't close our borders down. We keep them wide open, and then they tell us, well, it's just so hard to close those borders. It's so big, and yet our soldiers in Iraq are told to totally secure the entire border of Iraq,
yes,
all the
true.
Way around.
It's very
so
true.
If they can do that there, they can sure do that here. But they won't, because it sets up exactly where we are now with this particular scenario of a major false flag event again. And if we recall, prior to 2001, 9/11, I noticed for about a year straight when Rudy Giuliani, the Knight of England, was mayor of New York City, and they were doing every night on Ted Koppel, late at night with Ted Koppel on ABC, about what happens if terrorists strike New York City. Are we ready? What are we going to do? So they had the police commissioner, the fire commissioner, the mayor, all going over the scenarios of what they're going to do as a response. And then all of a sudden everything gets quiet. Now, they kept that going for almost a year straight, hyping it. What if? What if? And then it gets real quiet for, I would say, if I recall right, somewhere around almost another year, and then bam, 9/11.
Yeah,
and
sure.
So I think we might be in that same scenario again, so it's great to get this out into the public as much as we can, so everybody's talking about it, everybody's aware, and hopefully it will cause them to go away and not attempt this outrageous kind of turmoil they want to impose on us just to drag the United States further down and into a global conflict.
It's true.
Yes. Now, gentlemen, if I can bring up 2 points, and this relates to Obama and a reason why this may be occurring. I'm looking at a map of the election results. The red section, it's a map of the United States, in case Miss South Carolina, Teen South Carolina 2007 is listening. McCain virtually won, according to this map, every state with the exception of Michigan. It looks like pretty much like Minnesota was a split. Possibly California was a split. Maybe Arizona, and he may have split New Mexico, and then the rest of the states are in the east. He would have won Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, and Massachusetts, possibly Rhode Island and Delaware. That's it. The rest of the states are predominantly in red, with little pixels of blue occasionally. Possibly he may have won Iowa, although it looks like it could be even. It's difficult to tell. Obama was credited with a landslide. Okay, so these results on this map belie the outcome of the election. Now, that's not sour grapes. I don't think either one was eligible to run for the presidency, as my research determined, with beyond a shadow of a doubt. Now, that said, we have this anomaly that every time we have a false flag event, there is a series of bin Laden tapes that are released, either video or audio tapes. And you can determine numerologically when an event will take place. I did this with all the false flag events, I can say certainly I didn't know that this was being used when 9/11 occurred, but I could go back and tell you the dates of the bin Laden tapes would point to 9/11, 2001. It was after the London bombing when I actually realized what was going on, and I could figure out the dates using the release dates of these tapes. But they also released them in a way that there were 911 days between New York City and the London train bombings and the bus bombings. We had the Bali nightclub. We had the Madrid train bombings. And each event was preceded by a release of these bin Laden tapes, where they release one of bin Laden, then one of al-Zawahiri. Now, we had this exercise going on in Washington on the 13th. On the 14th, which was just yesterday, we had the release of a bin Laden audio tape, even though bin Laden died in December of 2001. virtually anyone who has studied bin Laden comes to that conclusion. They can't show a real-time picture. So how is this guy living in a cave able to release tapes? Come on. Let's wake up.
Yep.
You know, this is another 9/11 story.
This is the
World Trade Center.
Too.
Okay? So we have this tape that came out, and it always signals an event. So we have to take this information about these false flag events, 7 major cities throughout the country, as well as some secondary cities. And who knows? They may plan more than that. But this is very serious. And if I'm wrong about this, or anyone else who's reporting this is wrong, at least we're better to be prepared for something to happen. We should become more vigilant and more discerning, and we should be taking this seriously because we're losing our country.
Yes,
it's being stolen from us.
Absolutely. And let's pray this doesn't happen. And by everyone constantly being aware of it and discussing it, it's going to deter them from doing it because we're on to them, and they would have to redraft their plans to try another approach to get us into a major type of turmoil. And I will say this, that if anything does happen internally in our country, blaming it on some kind of foreign activity of terrorism, I will hold every public official in our federal government, and even maybe the state governments, especially on the border, accountable for allowing the open borders. If the borders were sealed tight the way they should be, then there wouldn't be any way for this kind of activity to occur here. And so they will be the ones to blame, and the Americans have to always realize that if anything else happens, our government is to blame for allowing the store door to be wide open.
And the corporate media as well, because they're also part of this.
Well,
absolutely.
When
you bring up the corporate media, you bring up this bin Laden tape.
Yes.
Now, I've looked at this thoroughly, as Mr. Nikoloff has asked me to analyze it, since I do know Arabic fairly well, and I also know the language of Islam and so on. This is a fake. Now, this bin Laden tape is Mossad, a Mossad construction, and how believable is it that CBS News happened to find it on the internet? Now, CBS is run by the arch-Zionist cartel. Mm-hmm. So all this, now, the way you know this is a fake is that you have to know some of bin Laden's actual speeches. Now, bin Laden doesn't ever beg, okay? He doesn't talk money. He talks about principles. So here it's interesting that, we ask you to tithe. If one really rich Muslim or Middle Eastern businessman would just tithe his wealth, you know, that would be enough to fund every jihadi. And it's very vague. It doesn't say, you know, Gaza. It's vague enough that you could pin, if there was a nuclear bomb or something that went off in the United States. See, he said the Muslims are raising jihad against everybody. But again, here's the quote, which is erroneous. I have experienced jihad myself, and I know how expensive it can be. So, the tithe of one really rich Muslim merchant is enough to finance all the jihad against our enemies. This is a hoax. Yeah.
I mean, if you were to take that statement seriously, then he's saying he knows how much money the CIA had to give him to operate.
Right, that's right.
Yeah, And this sounds like the Zionists saying, gee, this war is costing us a lot of money. We know how expensive war is. And it's the same as the suicide note that was used to demonize the Muslims. One of the things it said in there was, be sure you go see your lawyer and make your will. You know, who does that sound like? It sounds like the world Jewry, not the Muslims. They don't do that kind of thing on that type of situation.
They don't think that way, right?
Not that way. That type of thing. Mm-hmm. And then it says, that note says, in the name of God and your family. Now, that is a sacrilegious for the Islam, because it would be in the name of God, the merciful, the mercy-giving. not God and your family. For example, Islam came to take away the tribalness and this type of thing. So,
yeah, well, the last character they brought out on video, purported to be bin Laden, looked more like Saddam Hussein than Saddam Hussein did.
Yeah, it's true. And then the one before that had a military vest, a U.S.-issue military bulletproof vest on, green khaki clothing underneath a white vest. And of course, the Swiss have proven that it's a fraud. But
Yes, sure. I saw that too, yes.
And to think that Americans have been so goofed up that they could just take a videotape as their basis of evidence. Pretty silly.
Well, yeah, and the mainstream media yesterday used video excerpts edited together, spliced together, of him. He looked like he was 18 years old in one photo. Then he looked like he was in his late 20s, then his 30s, then his 40s. I don't know how old he ended up being when he died. It really doesn't matter. They created this boogeyman. Nick Rockefeller told Aaron Russo about it. We mentioned that on some past shows. And said that this whole thing was going to be a fraud.
It's a total fake. This bin Laden tape is... Yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. It's all contrived. And Osama bin Forgotten is clearly one of the more recent monsters of the month club, as Tex Mars would phrase it, whereas they have to have an enemy that we just can't get our hands on so they can keep this perpetual global agenda going. And Obama is clearly, long gone out of the picture. And our military, if they really wanted him, could have got him a long time ago. So this is all contrived. That's so clear.
Yep.
Yes. Go ahead, Dr. K.
Well, this is a big plot against the American people. People understand the plot. You were lied to. You were told that this man was a legitimate candidate for the nation. He isn't. McCain also was a fraud. Born in Panama or something. You were lied to.
He wasn't born there.
Okay, you've got the real story then. That's good. But was McCain a foreign national?
Well, McCain's father and his grandfather were sired by Edward VII. From all the research I did, now, forget any of my research other than the fact that I came up with a document issued by Franklin Delano Roosevelt on December 17th, 1941, instructing, now this is 1941, McCain was supposed to have been born on August 29th of 1936 in Panama Canal.
Mm-hmm.
In the Naval Hospital was the story.
Mm-hmm.
Well, on December 17th, 1941, over 5 years past McCain's birth date at the hospital, he instructed the engineers to acquire the land so they could lay the boundary to build a hospital, and it took some 2 years to build the hospital. So roughly 7 years before the hospital was built, McCain was born in that hospital. Okay?
Wow.
That's forget about the rest of the research I did.
So there we go.
I narrowed it down to Prince Albert Edward, who became Edward VII. And he had numerous affairs with many famous actresses and entertainers, and a particular Jenny Jerome, who happened to be a Jewish girl, supposedly from New York.
Yep.
She became Lady Randolph Churchill. She was the mother of Winston Churchill.
And so here you go again. With Obama, you have a person that they cloaked as being a friendly fellow Christian, and he's not. He's Jewish.
Yes.
It's the start of getting the message out.
And he's a foreigner working for foreign agents, and like you said at the beginning of the show, Dr. K, we have a foreigner taking over our presidential office, and now the globalists, the Rockefeller, Rothschild, International Bankster Cabal, which has our government under foreign influence for the last 100 years now, has finally advanced it to the point where even our president is a foreigner. And
incredible.
Unfortunately, too many Americans just don't know this yet, but you know, quite a few do. I will say, as I try to have this conversation with as many people as I come across, and there are a few that seem to be aware of it more than I was expecting, and so it is a positive sign. And also, Alan Stang on the Sting of Stang on RBN reported just the other day that Obama apparently visited a Marine base in Southern California, I believe, over the holidays, and he got a cold reception. They were courteous and polite, but there was none of the fanfare that normally a president-elect would get when they came by. And so that gives me a lot of encouragement that these Marines are totally aware that this guy is no good at all and nothing but trouble for us. And when push comes to shove now, which it looks like we're getting close to, God willing, our military is going to do the right thing.
Yeah, I think it is a vote of no confidence. And obviously, once the military knows that this is not a commander-in-chief and that the individual is a foreign national, that mm-hmm. the individual is closely tied to a foreign spy agency, I don't think they're going to be too excited.
You remember when Pat Tillman went, the professional football player, turned down a multi-million-dollar contract to go and join the Green Berets, and he went to Afghanistan, and they said he was shot by friendly fire. He was shot from a distance of about 30 feet, three times in the forehead.
Right.
Now, he was about to spill the beans about the drug trade going on in Afghanistan, and they had to silence him. That's why he ended up dying.
That goes very good along with what we've been saying, because he contacted an individual, but he didn't know that the man was a double agent. He contacted Noam Chomsky, unknowing that he's not a dissident, but we were talking about this disinformation that is done.
Mm-hmm.
Chomsky then contacted his Mossad coordinates, told him that Tillman is going to leak the beans, he's going to embarrass the Bush administration, and they took him out. But the contact that Chomsky was before he was assassinated. He contacted mm-hmm. him from his war field. Yeah.
Yeah, that's such a sad story, too. And it's a shame he didn't get a chance to get this out to the public so that the Americans would understand. This whole war is a fraud. And regarding the drug trade, the Bush, that loser president, always made it so clear what they were doing. When we got into Afghanistan back then, and instead of destroying the poppy fields, Bush tells us, no, we can't do that because it's their main economy there. I mean,
incredible.
Hey, isn't that outrageous?
No, it's a Wall Street buffer zone, right?
Sure, it's clearly these guys are in there to control that.
Yep.
They're not going to destroy it. That's why they're there. They want to own it to make the money off the heroin.
It's true.
Now, since we're talking about Obama, it's worth bringing up, because they well know, the CIA has records on the Dunhams. And I found a collaborating story, or I should say a corroborating story, believe it or not, on a website called the Israeli Insider. And it corroborates my research on the Dunhams, that Stanley Ann Dunham was a surrogate. She was not the mother of Obama. There's no DNA match of the Dunhams to Obama. They had samples. I produced pictures from Oklahoma City. Anyone that doubts this can go to my website, directlightproductions.com. Read the whole Three Stooges Go to Washington. It's tedious reading, but it's tedious research, and it will lead you to the truth. That article itself should be enough to have these guys removed.
Everybody should read that article, and everybody should spread that article globally.
Yes, it's great work.
And I don't say that egotistically. I'm saying of everything that I've read from Obama himself or William Ayers, whoever wrote his autobiography, it doesn't matter. I've come up with pictures and evidence that refutes his story from one end to the other, and he still has not produced a birth certificate.
And I hereby warn the American people that the potential for a false flag attack that makes 911 pale into absolute insignificance is at the highest of high alerts at this time. I warn you that if the Israeli entity takes a crushing blow from the militants of Hamas, and if they succeed in, I don't know what they have to do that with, but if they succeed in turning back this this group of cowards, there will be some kind of a terror attack.
To drag us back in deeper. Let's
Absolutely.
Not forget, just when this foreigner got elected as our president, didn't his vice president candidate, Biden, and also Colin Powell make statements around that time that Obama, when he becomes president, assumes the office, is going to be severely tested right away.
Yeah, Biden said something to the effect of he may have to deal with a very serious issue as early as January 21st mm-hmm. or January 22nd.
Yeah.
That's
and
a Colin very Powell, odd statement to make.
It sure is. And Colin Powell reiterated that basically, Don. And here we go.
Yep. And the announcement that there are going to be 15,000 or so troops placed all over the inauguration, it's right there.
And all the other troops they brought in just the past 2 months.
Yeah, how convenient to centralize them in one location and leave the rest of the country in the state that it's been over the past 7 years or so.
Isn't that interesting?
Sure.
Or really going back to the 1990s, the early 90s.
Just vulnerable.
Yeah.
These guys wanted to give our ports over to foreign control for security. I mean, what more evidence do the American people need to realize foreigners and traitors are nesting in Washington, D.C., and their only intention is to destroy this country, tear it apart, break it down, so they can absorb us into their global New World Order system where the United Nations will be the dominant government in the world with
yes.
a dominant army.
Yes,
that's exactly what is down the pipe, lacking any kind of American revolution.
Yes,
the Americans threw the oppressors out once before.
Yes.
And you don't need every American to do it. You just need the faith of the few. That's plenty.
That's right.
But it has to be done.
Michael, you brought up a great point, because my first article in the research that accompanied that addressed the issue of six ports. If you remember, they were saying they were going to turn over six ports to an Arab...
Dubai.
Yeah. Now you're talking about terrorism here, and then, I mean, let's say that what they were saying was true. Would you do that, okay?
Exactly.
I'm not saying the people. We're dealing with governments here. We're dealing with cartels.
That's right. If there was a legitimate enemy there in the Middle East that's Muslim, then how is it they're going to allow our strategic areas of our nation to be under their control for security purposes?
Yeah.
It would be like during World War II. We're at war with the Nazis, but we're still allowing Germans to inspect everything at our ports when it comes in.
Yes.
And the sad thing is, it would have been better to have the sheikhs there. Instead, an Israeli company filled the gap when that public outcry that occurred was done by a guy by the name of Larry Nichols, who is espionage-type individual, who went on the radio and started raising, saying that the sheikh's a bad guy and this is dangerous and they're going to be bringing in the nukes. And that crushed that particular interest, whatever it was.
Well, then it shifted, though. Then all of a sudden they were going to give it to Hutchison Whampoa. Now, that's Lee Ka-shing and Pilgrim Investments is one of the large investors in that company. Pilgrim Investments is George H.W. Bush and the Queen of England.
There you have their access to the nukes that could be brought in by foreign forces.
Well, they were going to do this in the Bahamas. They were going to set up a checkpoint that's a perfect place to deal drugs, I'll tell you that.
Right. The military can help us here, perhaps, because you took down the World Trade Center, and those explosives couldn't have just, sort of come out of the thin air. And now we're talking about nuclear devices. We're talking about one missing on a B-52.
Mm-hmm.
You know for sure they've been placed to detonate. All of our military has to protect us. Every last soldier, every last colonel, every last general, all of them. We're all at risk here, people.
Oh, they're worried about their pensions, don't you know?
Well, sure.
At the grunt level of the military, I think our men and women are catching on that. They're just considered cannon fodder, and they're fighting in conflicts that really have nothing to do with their oath to uphold the Constitution and protect our country. I think they're getting savvy to all this, and I think many of them are going to honor their call of duty when this time comes, and it sounds like it's getting closer and closer. And they're going to have to take sides, whether they're for us or against us. And I believe most of them at the lower levels are clearly with us. But the upper brass, they're working with the globalists for sure.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, if something like this happens before the inauguration, George Bush is going to get the blame for it. And because he well knows that there are enough people who are going to see some kind of event as a false flag event. We are told that we have the most powerful military on the planet. You mean to tell me that they can't stop this type of thing from happening with their intelligence agencies and all that? If they weren't so busy selling drugs and murdering innocent people, they might be able to do their job.
They could fix it right now. And you have people like General David, Brigadier General. You have General Bonnell. They're coming out saying that the Zionists are the perpetrators of these internal attacks. Well, then, you Brigadier Generals, get our people back.
That's right.
You have us. We will support you. We will help you with your health, with your mind, with your spirit. Forget your pension. It's your country. It's your future. It's your children. It's your grandchildren. You generals. You colonels. You're saying, you're publishing that you know that the Zionists hit us. And you should know that there's... Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. But let's not forget that we do have patriots in the FBI and the CIA. It's not all subversive. They're fully aware that they have departments and branches within their own organizations that are traitors and working for this global agenda. But if we recall... with 9/11, many FBI agents were making arrests, during Clinton's administration, by the way, and the Clinton judges kept letting them go. And the FBI guys were saying, "What are you letting them go for? We got these guys nailed for all kinds of terrorist activity, and you're letting them go." And so clearly, our government is allowing these incidents to come about. And when the real patriots in our special branches of service like FBI and CIA doing their diligence, tracking down potential enemies, these guys might be still doing it right now, trying to uncover. In fact, wasn't it reported not too long ago, and the guy got killed, he was in Texas, and he reported about this next set of false flags with major detonations in cities. He was an insider, he was exposing it, and he just got killed not too long ago. This is going back roughly maybe 4 or 5 months ago now.
Hey, Mr. Nikoloff, did you not bring that up to me yesterday?
Yes.
We need to dig that up, really, we do.
Mm-hmm. Well, these are politicians, and the judges are bribed. Now, Hal Turner came out with a story a little over a week ago, and he's broadcasted some pretty inflammatory stuff over the years, and I'm saying I support him, but he attributes this information to bank records that he supposedly received a mountain of. I haven't heard a peep out of him since I reported what he described.
You know, but they always come up with these records, like that's what, you know, dumped on my porch.
Yeah.
You
know, it could be disinformation, but or it could be just a roundabout way of saying the reason why nothing's being done about this is they've all been bribed.
Yeah.
And it makes more sense than anything else.
Well, I can tell the FBI and the CIA and our generals and colonels and our privates that it's not a good idea to have nuclear fallout in this country, even a suitcase nuke, a Bally-type nuke. It would have to be bigger than that, which Don has been leading us to. But it's a bad scene. We don't need it. You know, we've already been undermined on 911. We have 50 to 100,000 New Yorkers on the verge of dying from the poisonous effects of that attack. We've been attacked, and not only have we been attacked, we are being attacked. I told you that in 2003, 2004, 2005, Mossad foreign agents were caught at different nuclear plants attempting to, get it done. And then, Don, you brought up the fact that they drilled that hole. That was very recently. It's just they keep trying to do us.
Well, there was a plot in I'm going to say May. I can't remember the exact date. It may have been May 18th of 2006. And this was shown live on C-SPAN until they taped off the area around the Rayburn office building parking garage in Washington, D.C. That's where the senators have their offices. And there was gunfire heard, and the story that came out through the alternative media was that there were some American and British or French agents against some British and Mossad agents, and they had uncovered a plot to sabotage the train system from New Jersey all the way down to Washington.
Oh my goodness!
And they were going to. This would have had to have been sabotaging the computer systems so that these trains would achieve a high rate of speed and then crash into each other.
Multiple terror, you know, get a big enough impact, and they've got the patsies ready, they've assassinated a few Muslims, perhaps, taken their wallets, strew some checkbooks like they did in London.
Yes, and to thwart it, they cut off the power system in Quebec, Canada. And that they had a temporary blackout, and they thwarted that. But there was gunfire going on there. And they chased the Israeli into the gymnasium of the Rayburn office building. A woman was screaming, and they lied on the media. And I remember they brought this woman out. She was a sergeant for the Capitol Hill Police. And she kept saying she didn't have any information. She couldn't answer that question. She didn't know what was going on. The loud bang that was heard was a construction scaffold that had fallen. There was no construction going on in that garage. They closed the garage down. They didn't let anyone drive their cars home. And the story was that they brought hundreds of auto body repair specialists in, told them they were in Canada. They blindfolded them, put them in the garage, sealed off the garage, and they worked over the weekend to repair all the damaged vehicles.
No doubt about it.
There were over 1,000 rounds fired.
Oh my God! Nests of spies at every turn and pass. And you say, my friend, Mr. Anthony, that we have the most powerful military in the world. We are impotent, are we not?
Well, we have the most powerful military in the world, but that power is only used by the globalists to advance their agenda over the entire world. Our country, after World War II, was used as the muscle so the globalists could take over every country in the world, and they've done that. They've enforced a central private banking system like our Federal Reserve in every country in the world, established the World Bank, and they've kept building up the United Nations as a legitimate government, imposing itself, sticking its nose in the affairs of all countries and all their activities. And so at the same time, our military was always kept under wraps and made to stand down when it came to sticking up and protecting our interests here at home.
Yes, now they use the intelligence agencies for that too. And if anyone, and I'm not saying it's everyone in the intelligence agencies, but from the top, they did. Anyone doubts that? Well, look at the Kennedy assassination. Sure. Both George H.W. Bush and J. Edgar Hoover were involved, okay? So you have somebody who eventually became not just the CIA director, but even the President of the United States, a German Ashkenazi by the name of George H. Scherf, Jr. Okay? Again, my research bears that out.
And for 9-1-1, they had George Cohen Tennant, who was cajoling and prodding Bush. It's bin Laden. He's got the yellow cake. You know, we've got to go into Iraq. And once that was achieved, that guy was out, you know.
Yes, it's been one lie after another, and it's been...
I call on our Secret Services, too, because I've published and wrongly blamed that we have very good people in the CIA.
Yes.
That we're with you, you know?
Well, this is probably how this information gets out in the first place, is that they hear what's going on and they leak it out, and it's up to us to determine whether or not it's accurate. And if it's wrong... And we're vigilant. Where's the damage?
No damage.
Well, but they did this fake bomb, went to cover up their losses in Hezbollah. Now they didn't do a bombing, but it every person that has to go through the airport goes through this onerous, agonizing routine, and it came out of the Israeli entity.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And I recall prior to 2000 as well, where we're being told the Americans will have to get used to this terrorism. They were reporting this from the Middle East, I think right from Israel, after another supposed attack and all that. Then
were making all the X-ray machines that we now have bought from them.
And the voting machines.
You know, they were implying we couldn't relate to what they were experiencing there and how it felt. But they said we soon would.
I call on the military to realize in the Secret Services that the money that is purged from this United States is laundered through the Israeli entity and then used to torment us, used to buy up our companies, to create a phony homeland security and impose that on us. Even when they do make mistakes, they then still take our money through this, whatever you want to call, bailout, and give it to private Zionist officials.
They're doing this with the Federal Reserve and the U.S. Treasury as well, as Goldman Sachs and Citibank and Morgan Chase or Morgan Stanley, New York Bank of Mellon.
J.P. Morgan,
Yeah, all of these banks are the central banks that worked with the Nazis back even before World War II.
That's right.
And it's been always the ones that have profited from this.
Sure, they're parasites, and they attach themselves to the body and they suck it dry. As the body diminishes, all its nourishment, its life forces are being drained by the parasite. The parasite's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And that's exactly what they are, and that's how they're doing. That's what they're doing to us as a country.
Yes, well, gentlemen, we're about out of time here. Any closing remarks?
Just that I take the warning seriously that there's something afoot, and there is some sort of plot that seems to be afoot as a backup to possibly strike a U.S. city. One has to take it seriously, and if you want some information about perhaps what you can do to defend your body, I give out my email for that, but we're not here for that reason, but I will do it anyway.
Yeah, that is important. We can take a few minutes to discuss that before we say goodnight.
It's droregano@aol.com. We lost a lot of people in New York because they didn't know what I know but I saved some people that came to me from New York who were poisoned, and they're still alive. So if the best antidote for nuclear or some sort of explosive toxicity is oil of oregano. It's the kingpin for this. Yeah, you're going to have to buy the highest grade possible. It has a blue and yellow label, oregano, whatever. And you take that and you bury yourself against this. The second most powerful oil is cumin oil. Oil of cumin increases the levels of enzymes, glutathione, dramatically in the body and will offer a major protection against the tissues. And then finally, you need a high-grade kind of a kelp or some sort of a sort of iodine capsule. I like a crude whole kelp, crushed whole kelp, which is a lot safer than the chemical, with some herbs to protect the thyroid, because that's the most, you know, vulnerable of all organs to radiation damage. So if you protect your thyroid, you take some oil of wild oregano, or you have some oil of wild oregano, you have some oil of cumin, that's, and you put those drops under the tongue, it's a huge protection. Yeah? Those three things are sufficient power to get you through a lot of this stuff.
Okay, so they can email you then, Dr. K, at DrOregano@AOL.com.
Right, right. Okay. And you know I've never fear-mongered anybody in my life.
No, I understand that.
I know that the potential is there, so just in case. You know?
Yes, it's good to have that as backup anyway.
Well, it is, and you know, a lot of the people get poisoned, people that do what you do and what I do. One tactic to get rid of it is to put some toxicity or some poison, and it happened to you. You told me your history. I believe you were targeted.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's nothing better than, you know, the Bible mentions that I'm not the I'm going to defer to my audience here. You know it mentions to purge. There is, when they used to give poison hemlock to the Greeks to kill a fellow Greek general, to get above him, the only thing that would stop it was oil of oregano or, well, they didn't have the oil, but they used the herb. Yeah, it antidotes even poison hemlock. Yeah, so that's the one thing you definitely have to have in your pocket. Yeah.
Yes, and that's not a huge bottle, but it goes a long way.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, Michael, any closing comment?
I'll say that as far as being aware of this is the important thing, and not getting hung up on the fear, but everybody listening, I would say please pray constantly for our country as well as the rest of the world, that the good Lord's perfection and peace can bless our country and the rest of the world and protect it from this evil that is clearly trying to dominate the entire globe. And if some kind of form of radiation exposure does come about, I know from experience that chlorophyll itself is the key for radiation protection, and oregano is great, and there are other herbs as well for neutralizing poisons, because I've got a lot of experience with that as well. And so definitely rely on Mother Nature's herbs and chlorophyll as much as you can to protect yourself. And God willing, though, that we will never have to experience what we're talking about here, because it's just so evil.
Download this tape and give it to as many people as possible. Chlorophyll would be wonderful, whether chlorella or some form of green, that's for
sure. That's right, any form of it, that's right.
Yeah, so we have some solutions here. And to the listening audience, if I may say so, I thought about when I heard about this, and we're doing our best to get this message out to not just the Patriot Networks, but anyone around the country that has the eyes to see and the ears to hear what we're talking about. It's the fact that this happened on 9/11 in our country under the pretext that I mentioned at the top of the hour. Under a military exercise, supposedly to prevent it, and keeping in mind that we had a movie that came out some months before that called The Lone Gunman, was on Fox, and the plot of the movie was to stop an airplane from flying into the World Trade Center. So they plan these things, and they put them right in our face, and we missed that one when they came out with that movie, The Lone Gunman.
Yeah.
Yes, Sir Dump. That's a great example of how they actually warn us in advance what they're going to do to
yeah.
us.
Yeah, that's right. And you have been warning us incessantly that there are smuggled or stolen nuclear bombs planted systematically in this country. Of course, they put up the poster children for when it happens. And anybody that thinks this is a conspiracy, what do you think happened on September the 11th when those buildings were vaporized? You can't find a computer. You can't find a 2-inch piece of a headset of a phone. You can't find a file cabinet. You can't find a human. And you think that those jets could do it? Then look at what happened to that jet that fell into the Hudson River. Now, if that's not a sign from our Creator, if this show isn't somehow inspired to help our fellows, that happened today, didn't it not? Or the jet drops like a rock from a few birds? And
that's
equivalent to a 767. It's close enough. Is that going to take down the World Trade Center?
That's right.
And nobody died. Right. It's like a sign. Nobody died, but one person broke both legs, the longest part of the body, World Trade Center, people, too. I'm thinking like my friend Don. Let's use our intuition. And let's stake out our claim to our country. We all feel it. We just need to do it.
Yes. Amen.
Yeah.
So understand, listening audience, we're putting this word out, we're putting this message out so that you can be prepared. And just by doing so might be enough to stop it. Gentlemen, I want to thank you for being on the show. Dr. K, will you make yourself available on an emergency basis if any more information comes forth?
Keep me posted. I'm available.
Okay, very good.
Okay.
And I want to thank you for coming on.
I very much enjoyed this triage of hope and peace, and it was a pleasure to meet you, Mr. Michael.
And same here, Dr. Keg. Thank you, sir.
You bet.
And spoken with you again.
You bet.
And Michael, I want to thank you for being so gracious tonight and allowing Dr. K to come in and usurp some of the time.
Not at all, Don. It's a pleasure to always be with you, and I thank you for inviting me back on.
Okay. And I think you're going to be on again this month.
Yes, sir, Don. Mm-hmm.
I don't have my schedule open. I never have it open during the... You know, we got the call is running nice and smoothly.
On the 27th, Don.
On the 27th.
You got me scheduled back on the 27th. I'll be looking forward to it.
All right. That's in another 9 days. Okay. Very good. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. And I'm going to say goodnight to our listening audience. You have been listening to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com with our special guests, Michael Anthony and Dr. Kasim Khalil. Dr. K can be reached at DrOregano@AOL.com. Special thanks to Don Newsom and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible, Seth Hendrick on the sound, and most of all, you, our listening audience, for tuning in. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be with author, scientist, inventor Jim Murray and possibly Dr. K again. In the meantime, have a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.
acts occurring is over and over. We rediscover the need to step back, move forward. Same desire unfold. Very same reasons all told. And though history's been written, be that as it may, and embrace the dawn.